Arise Africa focuses on mentoring and supporting youth in different academic endeavors. Arise Africa Executive Director Gloria Gilbert Pitia says she and other youth received funds from charities to run their program for 2 years, but they opted instead to concentrate on a long-term project that will provide a space for young women and girls.
Our target was $10,000. We raised around, in dollars, we raised $1,030. $1,030, and SSP will raise $200. But also there is people who have pledged, there is people who have given us sewing machine for the training, and people have also donated cement. So we have like 5 cement, and there's people who donated sanitary pads. I would say that it's actually, the fundraising shows a lot of commitment from South Sudanese, the fact that South Sudanese came out and supported us, you know.
Minangano Kape, a poet and author of the book Uncaging, says she is supporting the cause by donating 50% of her book sales to help reduce period poverty in South Sudan.
Being born and raised in South Sudan, I know of stories of girls who could not afford sanitary products. Others had to drop out of school just because of their period, which is such a normal thing. Period poverty also goes beyond just the ability to access sanitary product, but also access to basic information about period is very crucial.
The menstruation center will be free and accessible to all women and girls.
We're targeting not only the young girls, but also the parents, because we want to break the stigma, and we want mothers and parents to be able to talk to their kids and prepare them, you know, for this transition, because we see that this is really disrupting life of young girls.
Pitia says it will also educate mothers that menstruation is not a taboo topic and also teach them how to make sanitary pads. Pitia says while she and other youth strive to complete the center, they will continue to visit schools in various communities of Juba to donate sanitary pads and create awareness. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.